Blog Talk Radio.
MCI2621@yahoo.com and we'll set it up so we'll play your artist that weekend, that last Friday, or we'll play your song throughout the week. Amen. Every Friday, we'll just continue to play it as long as it's bringing you joy, it's bringing you praise for the Lord or helping you worship or get closer to God. We'll play it for you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. Amen. We'd like to thank all our listeners and our supporters as well as our sponsors. But most of all, we'd like to thank the Lord because without the Lord, none of this would be possible. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. Father, who art in heaven, how we love you. Father God, thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for going before, for setting our path straight, God. Thank you for removing all the crooked things. Thank you for going before us, Father, and defending the enemies, defending those things we cannot see. Father, if there's anything we've done, said, or is unpleasing to you, please forgive us, Father. Father, cleanse our mind, cleanse our spirit. Make us closer to you. Make us more like you, Father. And we ask you in Jesus' name to continue to be our guide, to continue to be our Lord, continue to be our Alpha and Omega. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. This is the last Friday of the month, amen. I know a lot of people being prepared for the holiday. Be safe, and remember to put God first, you know, fast. You know, that's a, now that's a fast. If you can fast for the holiday weekend, you can put aside the spare ribs, the potato salad, the macaroni cheese, the hamburgers, the hot dog bun, the watermelon. You can put all that to the side just for the Lord. Now, that's a fast, isn't it? While everybody else is munching and munching, you're munching on the word. You're munching in the presence of God. Amen. We're going to have a good time this evening. I'm going to do something, and I'm going to see just how many people will know what artists we are featuring tonight. I'll have my way of knowing, amen, because just some fun to have some fun with it, amen. But we are featuring an artist, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, just worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on, let me just hear the saints just worship him. Come on. Thank you, Father. Come on, open up your mouths. Come on. Thank you, Father. The Father's in the house. He's in the house. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Father. The Greek word for father is pater. That word simply means protector and provider. I'm reminded of an incident of two children in the backyard, and they were in a fight. The mother came to the door and she went down the steps and she tried to break the fight up, and it just got intense because all the children in the neighborhood, they were just fighting. And so the mother stuck her head back in the house and she called for the father. She called him by the name and she said, Donnie, Donnie. Donnie came to the door and he never said a word. He just stood there. And as soon as he walked to the door, all the children just stopped fighting. As soon as he got there, never lifted a finger. They just picked up their book satchels and picked up their pencils and piece of paper. The little girls were braiding their hair back. And they just went on about their way. That man by the name of Donnie was my father. Those two little children were me and Minister Harper, Pastor Harper. My father never had to say a word, but his presence had a way of calming things down. And it's something about knowing the Father. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you may be going through a spiritual battle right now, and the devil may be fighting you on every side, but I dare you just to call on the Father. And the devil, when the Father shows up, will pick up his little toys and his little weapons and his little instruments. He'll never have to say a word, but it's just his presence. Oh, I wish I could get some help up in here.
Let's go together into the inner place, into the holy of holies. Let's receive them.
first love me. Oh, you sacrificed your life on Calvary. We love you today. Lord, we love you today. Oh, we love you today. Oh, we love you today. Oh, we love you today.
Today, do you really love him? Will you give him full control over your life? Will you give him the reins and let him just take control and direct your every path? Will you just be quiet and listen? And when he gives you instructions, follow without even debating or giving it a second thought or giving it a second guess? Will you just lay down and say, I surrender and I give my all over to you to have your way? Because when we do that, there comes knowledge and here comes love and here comes understanding and here comes wisdom and here comes grace and favor and power and the comforting of Christ. He will not fail us. He will not let us lack anything that we truly need. We got to stop thinking because we lack something, we need it. Sometimes God wants us to lack that thing because it's no good for us. Sometimes he needs us to lack that so we attach more to him. We need to get to the point where we let God reign. Let me anoint you with his presence, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling and an unapproachable light. And when you draw near to me, I respond by coming closer to you. As my presence envelops you, you may feel overwhelmed by my power and my glory. This is a form of worship. Sensing your smallness in comparison to my greatness. Man has tended to make himself the measure of all things, but man's measure is too tiny to comprehend my majestic vastness. That is why most people do not see me at all, even though they live and move and have their being in me. Enjoy the radiant beauty of my presence. Declare my glorious being to the world. Hallelujah. That is our Friday fruit. Amen. That is our Friday fruit. Get an understanding how the Lord says, let me anoint you with my presence, not with gifts, not with power, not with my presence, because in his presence come everything that we need. The scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 6
verses 15 through 16 says, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. James chapter 4, verses 8, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, us sinners. The Bible says you sinners, but I'm saying us, and purify our hearts, you double-minded. Wow. You know, I listen to the scripture, and I look at them, and I see how God even gives us instructions to do right. Like he's telling, like, stop doing this, I got you. Stop doing this. I'm not trying to send you to the pit. I'm trying to bless you. I'm trying to love you. I'm trying to care for you. I'm trying to cover you. I'm trying to anoint you with my presence. He even maps it out and tells us what to do and what not to do. It's just like the natural father. Some of us was just hard-headed, and even in that hard-headedness, there was consequences. And we always said, wow, I should have listened to my father. I should have listened to what my mother said. I should have listened to what my grandma said. Yeah, because the results would have been better. And that's all God is saying. Listen to him. Obey his commands. Do what he says for us to do. And it will be better. Amen. Acts chapter 17, 28 reads, for in him we live and move and have our beings. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Ain't that amazing? I don't know about you, but I feel good knowing that I am Christ's offspring. I feel good knowing that I am his offspring. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel so good knowing that I am Christ's. For so long, I thought I belonged to me, and I thought I was belonging to this, and I thought I belonged part of this. And once you realize that you are God's child, you are God's chosen, you should feel special of your crown. You should know what crown you wear. Who is your king? Who has anointed you to walk in greatness, to walk power and in wisdom and in understanding and all knowledge? He will give it to us. Oh, he will give it to us. We got to get to the point of being obedient. Amen. I'm going to get finished our fruit, and we're going to go back into some music. But before we go into music, I'm going to have to do the announcements. Amen. Glory to God, because I don't want to leave nothing out. My studio has not been acting right. The things in my studio, but God is good. He's just letting it flow. I'm just giving the reins over to him. Because great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. And that is in the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 3 to 6. Sunday mornings, Apostle Dr. Callan McNeil, MCI Ministry, wisdom, understanding of words of the Bible, words of encouragement, praise, just God filled, just Holy Ghost filled, just led by the Spirit, just to encourage and uplift and deliver. Amen. She is a prophetess. She is called by God. She is anointed by God to do God's work. Amen. And it is no use being called by God, anointed by God, and you're not doing God's work. That's like having a library and don't pick up near a book. It's just there. Amen. Monday evenings at 6 o'clock, you have me, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, with your Fix It Six. teachings of the Bible, preaching of the Bible, preaching and teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and finishing with the altar call. Amen. Not forgetting the souls. We are always going to be reminded that we're here for the souls. On Tuesdays, we have Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Ministries. Amen. If it's the truth, it's undisputed. Amen. Champions for Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On Wednesdays, we have Lady T of, we have our midday, our midweek workout. Amen. Awesome word, awesome word, awesome word, awesome woman of God. Amen. Also of Undisputed Ministries. Amen. Glory to God. And on Friday, we have our Fresh Fire Friday. Your host is Pastor McNeil. Amen. We have songs of inspiration. We have worship and praise. We have our Fresh Friday fruit. Amen. And we have the covering and the grace of God. Amen. We'll never want to forget Jesus and what we do. We never want to forget Jesus. We never want it. None of our shows is not, all these shows is Jesus led. Amen. They are led by the Spirit. They are sought through prayer. They are instructed by God how to deliver, how, what scripture. I mean, it's not just a bunch of people getting on a station just saying what they want to say. It is not like that. Amen. These people fast and seek God, and they go before God, and they spend time before the God, getting a word prepared, getting things prepared for us. Amen. He uses them, and he will use us all if we allow him to. Amen. That is the point. We have to listen. We have to get back to allowing God to use us the way he wants to use us. Amen. We got to get back to that. Amen. Remember before the throne. We're going to go to a song. Amen. Hallelujah.
Seek wisdom.
Seek wisdom.
You
I love him, I love him. And then she hit her, oh yeah, that was real love. I just love, you know, I just love the emphasis when somebody, you can tell somebody truly love the Lord. She, oh yeah, that's bad to me. I just, it always gives me, I hope you enjoyed this show this evening. But before we go, I know we got to pray out. Just want to share a tidbit with you. Something to just maybe hold you over for a few hours, or hopefully hold you over a few until tomorrow, or whenever it holds you over, or you can just pass it on to someone, or you might just hold on to it till you need it. Amen. And it's just something that I do, and I just want to share it with someone else. Amen. I am Emmanuel, which means God with you. Amen. And I am enough. When things in your life are flowing smoothly, it is easy to trust in my significance, sufficiency. However, when you encounter rough patches, one after another after another, you may sometimes feel that my provision is inadequate. This is when your mind tends to go into high gear, obsession, about ways to make things better. There's nothing wrong with seeking solutions, but problem solving can turn into an addiction. Your mind spinning with so many plans and possibilities that you become confused and exhausted. To protect yourself from this mental exhaustion, you need to remind yourself that I am with you always, taking care of you. It is possible to rejoice in me, to proclaim my sufficiency, even during the most difficult times. This is a supernatural work empowered by my spirit who lives in you. It is also a decision that you make day by day and moment by moment. Choose to be joyful in me. your Savior, for I am indeed enough. The Lord said he is enough. He is enough. You don't need no other kind of spirits in your body. You don't need to go to the spirit store. You don't need no psychic. Jesus is enough. Amen. So hold on to that thought. Jesus is enough. Whenever you're going through something, whenever things seem to be bothering you, Jesus is enough. Don't try to fix it yourself. Jesus is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. This has been Fresh Fire Friday, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and we're going to go out in prayer. Amen. Father God, thank you for your move this evening. Thank you for your strength, Father. Thank you for your laughter and your joy. Thank you for just helping out. Thank you for just being present in our lives, God. Thank you for keeping us another day. Thank you, God, that you loved us enough that you sent your son to die for us, God. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you, and we need you, and we desire you. We thank you and glorify you daily for no other reason but for you being who you are, great, mighty, strong, caring, loving, just wonderful and outstanding and powerful. Thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you for giving us another opportunity. Thank you for giving us patience. Thank you for allowing us to be humble, teaching us and being present in our lives. Even when we don't see it with our natural eye, we feel your spirit. And we say, bless our family members, bless our children and our grandchildren, bless our enemies, bless our neighbors, bless our communities, bless our doctors, bless our nurses, bless the man at the corner store, bless the man who I get my fruit from, bless everybody, Jesus. We love you and we trust in you. And this prayer we have said on this day, May 28, 2021, in Jesus' name we said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to close with a song.
Hallelujah, come on, worship the King. Hallelujah. Come on, worship the King. Hallelujah. The King of glory is here. Bless him.
Oh.
God bless and good night.